Hi, Kate Emmerich.
Hi, thank you so much for your talk. It was wonderful. I wanted to just ask you about not touching the larynx as far as the lowered position. I know as singing teachers, we don't traditionally touch the larynx.
I never touch a larynx of one of my students. Now, I don't mind them touching their own larynx.
Right.
Mainly to just kind of monitor where it's going or what it's doing, because sometimes they can't tell. I mean, they don't have any sensation of up or down. And until they get acclimatized, reacclimatized to the timbre changes that'll go on, then this is a great little biofeedback, and I find that very successful. I interrupted your question. Sorry.
Well, that's all right. I guess because of my background in voice pathology and as a singing teacher, I can't separate that.
Right.
And in the world of voice pathology, we've had so much success in the digital repositioning of the larynx